68 degrees here in Nashville, and it's going to be drizzling all day. Good morning. My name is Justin Barney, and here is the latest from WPLN News at 8:04 a.m. Tennessee is scheduled to execute Tony Cruthers at 10 a.m. this morning. If it goes forward, it would become the first execution of a person who defended himself in court in more than a century, his attorney says. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a last-minute petition yesterday asking the Supreme Court to halt the decision. Cruthers' legal team has been arguing that he was wrongfully convicted without physical evidence, that he is mentally incompetent, and that the state's secrecy is making it impossible to know if his lethal injection drugs have expired. Public opposition to executions has made it difficult for prison officials to obtain execution drugs, and Tennessee has had its own troubles. The state paused executions when it was revealed that officials weren't properly testing the drugs and had ignored their own protocol. Cruthers is 57 and was convicted in 1994 of the kidnappings and murders of his mother and two men. He represented himself at trial after threatening to harm his attorneys. Tennessee would become the fifth state to carry out an execution this year, and three more are scheduled. Nationwide, executions surged to 47 last year. Tennessee ranks last in the nation for solar, wind, and geothermal energy. A new analysis from the Environment America says that the state produced just 1% of its electricity from solar last year. WPLN's Caroline Eggers reports that Tennessee is far behind the national trend towards renewables.
South Dakota produces 95% of its electricity from wind and solar. Wyoming jumped from 55 to 75% renewables just last year. Even in the South, Florida has 12% solar. But Tennessee has made little progress. That's due to decisions by the Tennessee Valley Authority, the utility that generates virtually all power in the state. TVA has been building more fossil fuel infrastructure. And experts say it's not because of economics or feasibility. Solar with battery storage is currently the fastest and cheapest power source to deploy without subsidies, per the latest report from financial firm Lazard. And according to federal data, Tennessee could generate more than 30 times more power than needed for 2050 from just wind and solar. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A Tennessee man jailed over a post he made about Charlie Kirk's assassination has just won a settlement for more than $800,000. Larry Bushart sued Perry County and its sheriff over after he was held in jail for more than a month over a social media post that he made. During his time in jail, he lost his post-retirement job. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.